and running off far away. And the note they leave behind is, "You're just too damn controlling." People often say, when you come together in the beginning, most of you are on your best behavior. First of all, you're hopeful to see things that you want to see, and you know so little about each other that you don't have negative stuff activated. And then most of you make that fatal error of saying, "Tell me about yourself." And if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would make a different statement in the beginning of every new relationship. We would say, "I promise you, I'm never ever going to tell you anything bad about myself, and I would like you to do the same. I'm only going to present my most positive aspects, and I would like you to only present your most positive aspects." And of course, most people want to face reality more than that, but your relationships would go much better if you just focused upon the parts you like and leave the rest out altogether. Because we promise you, eventually, you see, if you're looking for what you want to see and looking for what you want to see and training yourself that way, then in time you can be just like our friend who sat here a bit ago and said, "I had a friend deliberately trying to insult me and I didn't notice it. How wonderful is that?" In such a different vibrational wavelength that even though they were going after it big time, I didn't even notice it. And so your quest as a co-creator in a relationship is to be oblivious to anything that bothers you and fully enlivened and awake to anything that thrills you. Okay. So if someone says to you, "I'm sorry, I did such and such," wouldn't it be wonderful if your response always was, "Oh, no apology, no apology necessary. I hadn't noticed."
Okay. So, on a slightly different topic here, but similar, you're in the moment and...
Jerry said to Esther, "Since you're using my toothpaste today, I would like to point out how neat my tube used to be." "It's never had this big grip right in the middle of it before." And Esther said, "I know, I'm sorry." But she could not change her toothpaste personality overnight. You just can't go cold turkey on something like that. And so the very next time, because she still had not replaced her toothpaste, she grabbed his toothpaste just like she always grabs his, she grabbed his like she always has grabbed hers, and did it again, and didn't even realize that she'd done it. Now this time when he found it, now he, at first he could see it as a mindless mistake. But the second time, it looked like deliberate mangling of his toothpaste tube. But it was not. It was mindless managing of a toothpaste tube. It's just the relationship she's had with her tube of toothpaste her entire life. And so Jerry came out into the bus holding his mangled tube of toothpaste and looked deeply into her eyes. And Esther said to him, "Please tell me that this is not going to be the basis of our relationship, because I don't think I can change." And they had a good laugh over it. And then fortunately, Esther has obtained her own tube of toothpaste. And so their relationship was saved. But we we want you to realize that as you come together, you are different people and you have different ways of approaching things, and you should not ask even something as simple as that of someone else. In other words, you really have to let people be who they are and accentuate the parts that mesh and desensitize.